Good morning, this is Jasmine.
Hey, how you doing, Jasmine? It's Jose.
Hola, Jose. Buen día. How are you today? How are you feeling?
Great. And yourself?
Good.
How can I
help you today?
All right. Listen, I'm a little confused about this whole process. Now, you transferred me to, her name is Sharifa or something. I'm not sure. I didn't even write the name down because I wasn't sure what was
okay.
The name.
Let's find out
and
what's going on.
Well, she directed me to, she says, well, you got two options. Go to the doctor and get all the information, or she can direct me to a doctor, which is, I think, resigned in New York, I believe.
Okay.
Now, this is all accurate, right?
Well, let me open the notes. Yeah, let me open the notes and see where you last off, okay?
All right.
What's the patient's name?
Lilium. With the M at the end. But they have, if you wrote it down as L-Y.
Right. It's, yeah, we spelled
right.
It. Yeah, your mom spells it different.
L-Y-L-I-A-M.
And the last name?
Cologne Aponte. With the J, middle initial J, and then Cologne Aponte.
I found it.
All right. Yeah. I even forgot. That's crazy.
That's how it's written on her Medicaid, but here I only put
right.
Lilium Colon Aponte, so you don't have to
worry right.
About the J.
Oh, and without yeah. A J, you know, it's too much.
Oh, pero I don't know why los viejos de nosotros, we have so many names. My mom has
yeah,
six
no.
Names. I'm like, for what? Why?
Like, yeah, I guess it was a habit they got within the course during that time frame and that era, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they had
everybody had two names with two last names, and when you spit it out, you had to spit out the whole nine.
The whole thing.
It was crazy.
Oh, wow. I'm just following the notes, okay? I'm opening it right now. I'm just,
and it's crazy because I'm on the same boat because she gave me two names with two last names.
Oh, my God.
And I could be like, so when I went to school, I just gave the first
and
the first
last
name. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
I
that's
kept
what
it
they
simple,
require.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you were in, Ms. Shira was assisting you. She's the one that's assisting patients onto the broker, making sure that you get everything you needed. She
yeah.
Says
what was
that
her name
right
again?
Now that Shira, the
oh,
IEP
Shira.
Was
all
scheduled
right.
For March 9th. The financials
right.
Needed are the divorce decree, her life insurance policy, and her bank statements. Let me see if she's available.
Yeah.
Hold on.
She already spoke to her. The thing with her, I can't. It's impossible for me to get the divorce paper. I should have just said she was single. You know what I mean? Which she
right.
Is. She's not. No longer. But she was talking about, well, you got to get them papers. It's impossible because she don't have them.
Where
and
did she get married
at? It was like a long time ago, you know what I mean? And they got divorced, supposedly got divorced, but what happened, her ex-husband supposedly had taken, she signed the papers, he took it, and he did whatever with it and never got a copy from it. And where did he do it? Has no clue. To
but
find that information.
In New York? Where was she married? In the States? Here?
No, it was in Pennsylvania.
Right. So Pennsylvania, you just got to go to the county office. That's
no, no, no. The thing is, it is impossible. Yeah,
because
it's impossible.
Is that
we don't know where he went to.
Your application, it shows that she was married at some point and she's divorced.
Because that's how I gave it to them. No, that's probably why they shows. Because I told her she was married but got divorced.
Right, but the thing is that the county, right now what we're doing is we're preparing the paperwork that is needed to submit it to the county because the county needs the paperwork submitted and checked off, is a check-off list prior to setting the appointment. Because
right.
What it is that they need a lot of damn paperwork. The county's denying
no,
a lot
see,
of people.
Man. And
so what
is,
they're doing,
is,
what we're doing, right, is that we're assisting
right.
Our patients, because we don't do this.
No,
We
right.
Only assist because we're getting the information from the state because they're denying
right.
Cases. So for us to further assist our patients, what we do is that we ask the state, what is it that you need? So we could prep the patients and getting all the
right.
Information before the application is submitted so they don't deny it because they're denying people left and right.
No,
so
right.
What it
I
is
understand
that. If
that.
They find that your mom was ever married, and she put single, but that is showing in the system, that at some point in her life she was married, they're going to deny the application and the process starts over until she gets
just because of that.
Yes. Yes.
That's impossible because, and I don't think she got married. I don't think it what happened in Pennsylvania. Come and think about it.
I'm going to tell Shira, hey, Shira, I was conversating with my mom. It seems to be a misunderstanding. You know, she said that she was married, but they were living together. That's it. And see if it passes like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't
pass like that. Like a hardship. That'll make somebody want to give up and be like, you know what, never mind, y'all.
But that's what
they're doing.
That's exactly what they're making it so
difficult
for the seniors. Listen, they're going back 5 years on your monthly statement. They're making the seniors pay. You know the banks are. You know what the banks are doing too now? The banks are charging you for statements. Before, they never charged you for statements.
Right.
Now they're charging you $5 a sheet. Who can afford that? Seniors cannot afford that when you're going back 5 years for the monthly statement.
And not only that, a lot of them just tend to have a tendency to be like, do I have to go through that process? I forget it. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
That's how they see it. Yes. And I got to pay $5 for my own statement. But
so
the thing is, if you have your own... If you have, like, the mobile app, would it have it on the mobile app, like on the bank account?
So, like, let's say you have the mobile app, right? Right now I have the mobile app through Citibank. And I have my home. When I work from home, I have my whole setup. I have a printer. I have a fax machine.
Right.
I go to my bank account on my phone, and I send my statements to print for my printer at home. So, yeah, you can do that. Absolutely. You just have to set
that's
it up.
That's how I'm used to that, you know what I mean, of going to my app and I go to my statements to my bank and boom, I pull out anything I want.
Yeah, you could do that.
But
you could do that with
the
her.
The thing is that I never got into her personal things, you know what I mean? This is like my first time getting involved with it. So I don't know what she has. Like,
but you know what you're doing, Jose? You know what you're doing? This is the time for you to start doing these things now for her. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to start. If it starts here now, this is where it starts because it's not going to change 10 years from now. Meaning you're still going to be helping your mom. This is just the start of you taking over and assisting her.
When it comes to the paperwork and all that, and it's a lot
of
responsibility.
So you're going to start, you know, organizing her stuff through you.
Right.
That's how it is. They become children after a certain age. And it's like you have to take everything for them.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is
so
I'm going to transfer you to Shira, see where you left
okay.
off, see what else is missing. Tell her, you know, dile a ella, tú me estás escuchando, ¿verdad? Dile a ella, mira, yo hablé con mi mamá y parece que ellos vivían juntos, no era que estaban legalmente casados. Hazlo ahí a ver, y si sale, tú comienzas el proceso over, pero te da tiempo de tú ir averiguando la información necesaria.
Okay.
Trátalo así, ¿tú entiendes?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. A veces uno tiene que hablar,
Sí. Yeah, I know.
Right, okay. Déjame pasar.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Claro. You call me if you get lost during the way and all that.
Right,
don't give
no
up
doubt.
Because this is it. This is what they want. They want you to give up. Shira is extension 119, all right? Give me 1 second while I transfer.
119. All right, thank you.
Yeah, please hold. So the number is 267-551-7419.
All right, hold on, because my mind's trying to multitask at the same time trying to talk.